All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Brent Wallace alongside the peanut butter and jam to my burnt toast, Jason York and Bobby Ryan.
Morning. Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Hey, by the way, happy birthday once again, Bob. How was your day?
Yeah.
It was nice. Thank you. Great graphic.
That cost a lot of money.
I should have saved it, but it was a really nice day. We had a chef over last night for Lindsay and I for a nice dinner, made one of my favorite dishes, and then in bed by 9:45, so can't get mad about any of it.
Hey, what's the favorite dish? What'd you guys have?
Osabuco.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. He made it all day, and it was phenomenal. So it was a good day.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, now we're off. As soon as you let go of me today, then we're off on vacation.
Welcome to the 4-hour Coming in Hot episode.
You're gonna get a text from someone then.
Oh, speaking of texts, your buddy Ryan DeZingle, a pair of goals in the other game. He's now got 3 points in 3 games.
Oh yeah, yeah, I got to hear about it. Yeah. I got to hear about it, but good
is
for
he
him.
Having fun?
He's having a blast. Yeah, yeah, he is. So. I'm glad. I think he's going to find himself into an NHL lineup again this year. At some point for the rest of this year, I think he will.
Really, nice. Eh?
Just now. Yeah.
But he wasn't on the roster in time to play in the playoffs, is he?
I don't know if that's the way it goes when you sign PTOs. I'm not sure.
But he's does he have to clear? Oh, I have to look it up. I feel like he has to clear waivers.
I'm yeah, sure he would, yes.
Some yeah. tell me he won't be eligible because he got to be on the roster by a certain date, right?
I thought it was trade deadline.
Yeah.
Or signed, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I'm confused as to why he would go knowing that there was a chance that he couldn't play, but I'll have to ask him any details because he knows exactly what's going on. I don't, but good for him because he's putting some points.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome.
We'll have to get him on the show when he's out of the Pacific time zone.
Well, you remember back, I think they brought the rule because remember back in the day when it's a long time ago when Ruud Salainen would always show up and play for the Edmonton Oilers, Wally. Like, this is a long time ago. This little European D-man would show up out of nowhere and be unbelievable for Edmonton every year in the playoffs. So I think they put that rule in to stop guys from doing that.
Yeah, partially also, I think, just allowing them to sit in Europe and then coming over for the short period of time. There was someone else that happened to, too. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Let's, by the way, Yorkie, you're good, too. I don't want you to feel left out.
About what?
Are you good?
I'm always good.
But do I get invited to trivia tonight?
Wally, that's not how it works. We went over this. We went over this last week. There's a process in place. You got to change your ways if you want in. You got to do the work. We'll talk after the show. We'll get you going. Don't worry.
I'm already going now.
If you want in the Good Guy Network, it's a process. You got to do the right things.
Have you not gotten free stuff from me, like merch and swag and stuff? Actually, like, have I not tried to take
something showed up at the door yesterday? I got a new black Coming In Hot sweatshirt. It says extra large, but I think it's like the size of a men's medium. Like, it's pretty tight.
I just ordered one myself, so I'm looking forward to seeing what comes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's nice, though. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's a step in the right direction, Wally. See? Keep this up. Keep this up, and who knows where you'll be in a few weeks.
You'll get your card.
I'm showing up anyway. Okay, let's take care of some business, and then we're going to get into last night's debacle.
Sure.
And then we will have a little bit of fun. It's not all doom and gloom with the Ottawa Senators. This show always proudly presented by Betway. Bet your way with Betway. Must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. We'll be back later with our Jack Adams picks, perhaps.
And as always, the show is brought to you by our friends at BEI, Bonnechere Excavating Incorporated, the heavy civil general contractor for Ottawa Valley in both the public and the private sectors. When planning your next project, consider BEI for all of your aggregate supply needs, including but not limited to equipment rentals and concrete formwork, hauling and floating. Basically, if you have it, they can move it. You can find them at bonnechereexcavating.com or at 613-432-1120. As always, slow down at construction zones, and thank you to our friends at BEI.
Yeah, and speaking of the Good Guy Network, this guy's in the Good Guy Network. Douglas Mattress, named the best mattress in Canadian living, unrivaled comfort, feel, motion isolation, sleeps cool, relieves pressure points, and of course, it's an outstanding value, loved by more than 200,000 Canadians. Over 10,000 five-star reviews. You can order it online, free shipping. A Douglas will be delivered right to your door in usually 1 to 4 business days. Every mattress order comes with that nice comfort sleep bundle, pillows, sheets, and a mattress protector. Order your Douglas today. Don't wait for your 365 sleep night trial by visiting douglas.ca/CIH. Wow, that was good. Yeah, I'm on my game this morning.
Yeah, it sounded like it. Looks like the Ottawa Senators playoff hopes took a hit yesterday with the 7-2 loss.
What?
What did you say?
I was just gonna roll it. I was gonna let that one go, but
well, it made me laugh the other day. That the Sens all do. God love them. The Twitter account said, "Here's the today's news and notes and about keeping the team's playoff hopes alive." And I'm like,
yeah,
I appreciate it, but that's a stretch.
That's a stretch.
You know, it was a perfect. It was good. The tankathon is on. You had a highlight goal from Stützle. I liked how the team played for two periods, and the fans can kind of take solace, and you can just blame goaltending because it was as soon as the floodgates opened, man. Oh boy, man.
Yeah, they ever open.
But it was just one little coverage mistake because they're right in that game. And then a coverage mistake late in the period. And that's kind of been the story of the season, right, guys? Goals at untimely manners. The Senators, I would say if there was a stat for giving up goals at the worst time of a hockey game, Ottawa's got to be near the top of the league. No, they do. Like how many times do they get scored on late in a period? And it totally changes what's going on in the game. And that's what happened. Cause I liked how they were playing. They had a bunch of posts. Their effort was good. Mm-hmm. But it just, again, it came down to a couple of miscues defensively, not getting a key save at the right time. And there you have it. The floodgates open. But still an entertaining game. I enjoyed it. Like, I have a lot of action. Sens are playing loosey-goosey. It was good. A lot to be happy about.
Yeah. I had it on here, and I thought the same thing. I thought they were in the game until they weren't. And then as soon as they weren't, it was like, well, let's just mail it right in and get out of here. How often do you find that, you know, Artem Zub is going to be a minus four? That doesn't happen all the time. He had a tough night, but
yeah,
I thought the effort level was good. I think, well, Giroux's controller died on the breakaway there. On the one play, I was like, what? Tough read, and then that happens. So that, I mean, they were good. I thought Chabot was really good.
Yeah.
And I thought, how about Timmy's goal? Like, what a piece of skill that is there, just to do that right in the middle of the zone on the top of the circle with nobody behind you. Like, that's just poison. You can tell he's feeling it, because if he's making those moves at that time, that's coming from a place of high confidence, which is great. But yeah, I just, again, goaltending and no timely saves. Once they scored one and the game was out of hand, it was like, okay, well, here's a couple more breakaways and here's a couple more of this. Yeah, it was ugly. It would
really suck right now if Ottawa was playing like this and you weren't seeing a few little glimmers of hope here and there, right? So you hit it right there, Bob. Shabbat's playing well. Sutzla seems to have refound his mojo. Kachuk had the hat trick against New York. And you know who I've been really impressed with as a whole? Since Jock has taken over, and he's been up and down, but as of late, the last little stretch, Drake Batherson looks so confident on the ice when he has the puck, boys. Like, he just looks like a guy that's so sure-handed, and it's good to me. It's a good sign for next year, because I'll say it again, this is a guy that I would not even consider, because if you're going to try and change things, I would never trade this guy, just because of the contract, the skill, the size, and what he does for the money. I like how he's playing right now.
Does Drake Batherson get to 30 goals?
What's he at? 23? Nah.
Good.
He could. I don't think so, but what, that's 7 goals in what? How many games? 14?
Yeah.
16 games left.
That's a pretty good clip. You gotta score a pretty good clip for that. So I'm gonna say no, but I think he's close. He'll be right in the area.
I'll say a couple 2-goal games. Not having Tarasenko there now frees up more power play time. You can see now he's, when the power plays go on, he's getting more first opportunity looks. It'll be tough, but why not? I like how he's playing. He's been one of the better players as of late here.
I meant to go back to you talked about untimely goals. If Brady Kachuk doesn't hit that post on that wide open chance and buries it.
There you go.
It's right. And I know the game is full of those mistakes and those chances, but boy, would that change? I think that changes the complexion of that game. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I agree.
Carolina kind of yesterday kind of playing like a big cat though, right? He's just kind of playing with you. Like, you see, I'm amazed this Carolina team, the way they control the puck. I don't know if you noticed it last night, Bob, when they're in the offensive zone, those little three foot passes they make, and they're always moving. Like, that's a very confident hockey team right now. And throughout that game, I just never thought they were, even with Ottawa getting those chances, I just thought they were in control of the game. That's a team clicking on all cylinders right now. They don't have any weaknesses. If anything, I don't trust their goaltending, because it's never done it, but even that's been good lately.
Yeah. They relieve pressure very well with the 3 feet passes, and they know where each other is, or where each part of the line is. So they're just very, very good at a lot of things. I think that they almost just kind of cat and mouse it and said, okay, we got to wake up and get our 2 points here in the third period a little bit, and then went out and did it. But my issue isn't the same place as yours. I don't know if their goaltending can go down the stretch, but that's a good team.
They're good, eh? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I like? Like, you look at their forward group, it's like, oh shit, they got Kuznetsov at the deadline. He's out there doing his thing. Oh, Gensel's out there too.
Right.
And then they've still got Aho. They've still got Shesnikov. And here comes Jordan Staal. Good luck stopping this guy in the corner. And then all their D are just, their D might be the best in the league. The group. I still can't believe Brent Burns is 39 years old. I was watching the game, I'm like, shit. Like, the way he moves for 39, like, very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. You know what? Let me get to something everybody's talking about after the game. So it's brought to you by DoorDash, as always, a show proudly delivered by DoorDash. Use Double Dash on DoorDash. You can order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery without additional delivery fees. Dash that with DoorDash. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order. $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25. 25% off up to a $10 value. Zero delivery fees in your first order when you download the DoorDash app. In the App Store, enter code NATION25. Offered valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms apply. Guess what? Anton Forsberg is our cold performer of the game. His last four games, he has a basically a 5 goals against average and .851 save percentage. And I was just, as we were coming into this game, I'm like, the goaltending, if you will, has been, it's been okay, right? Under Jonas Korpisalo of late, Ottawa's played in 6 straight 1-goal games. Like, they've been in games. They're not getting blown out. And then we come to this game. I thought Forsberg was the better of the two, and I'm not convinced of that anymore. I don't know what's happening. But he was – like, they – Carolina scored, if you include that late second-period goal, 5 goals on 6 straight shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you can't blame everything on team defense at that point.
No, you can't. But 5 goals against – in your last – how many – what would we say? 4 starts? That's almost 20 goals in the last 4 starts. That's,
yeah, I think it's 19.
That is a ridiculous stat. Like, you can't. It's like the other team's playing a video game against them. There's no defending it. There's no defending. I got nothing to say. It's horrible. What do you say?
What if you're a player?
Oh, you're so frustrated. You're like, everything's got a chance to go in. Like, the other teams must be salivating before the game's going, which one are we getting? And then the goalie coach goes, doesn't matter. So it'll be interesting. I don't know how it shakes out, but that's bad. Like, that is just a bad stat.
But you know, they're caught now in a spot because this is the only thing they can do over the summer. You can't go into next season with status quo for the goaltenders. You can't, because you're just sending the wrong message to the team. This is what I think that's going to happen, because it's their only move. They're going to try and figure out a way to trade Forsberg and ship him out, bring in another goaltender to come in and challenge Korpisalo. New goaltender coach who came in after that guy was fired is going to work with Korpisalo to make some changes, figure out why he keeps getting scored on high blocker and giving up those kind of plays. Because he's been good at times, but other times it's like something needs to change with Korpisalo, because let's be honest, that contract, it's untradeable right now. Nobody's taking him. Maybe there's a chance you can package off Forsberg. And I'm not saying either one's been better. It's just, it's the only play they have.
Yeah.
If you want to change it, that's the only thing. And here's the other thing. In a perfect world, you would call up your goaltender from Belleville and give him a chance. Sogard, but you can't, because you need Forsberg to start playing better to get his trade value up for next year. Otherwise you're going to be stuck with him.
Hold on. You don't need either one of those goalies to play better at this point. You do not want to fall any further.
Yeah, I know.
On track for Mac stats. If you're Belleville, I'll put it to you. If you're Steve Staios and Belleville is playing better and they're going towards a playoff spot and all that stuff, and you already know your team is done in the NHL, why not just leave your goalies in? What's the matter if you do that? What signal are you saying, I guess, to the players, or does it matter at this point?
You just got it. To me, it's going to be vital that you switch up the goaltending situation in the summer. And mm-hmm. the only way you're going to be able to ship Forsberg out is he's got to show down the stretch that he can be a little more consistent for another team to take a shot at him. Otherwise, he's going to be untradeable.
Yeah.
I get. And listen, we saw the clip the other game, a couple games ago. You look up in the press box, and you see Andlauer, you see Staios, and you see Poulin. These guys want to win. Like, yeah. they're not hoping this team loses, so they're not going to do moves to set this team up to lose games like you see other teams. I just think they really want to change the culture and figure out they want to finish off the season with a positive way, so you leapfrog in the next season. I don't believe any of them are even thinking of tanking.
Yorkie, There is nothing left to be positive. So if they win 10 games and drop 4 spots in the lottery standings, yeah, who's happy about that? if you want to make the fans happy, then move up three spots in the
this team can't even tank right though.
Yeah. For everybody on the outside, yes, but I'm gonna tell you, when you're in that dressing room, the seven games in a row, if you finish off the season and it is a horrible losing skid and there's no hope, you head into the summer with an awful feeling. And this team doesn't want to do that. I'm gonna tell you, I've been in Boston when we were like this at the end. And it's a feeling you don't want on your team.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. That's true. And I, going back to the goaltending thing, I don't know. It's like, it's such a catch 22. Do you want them to play better so they up their value, or do you want them to continue to let five in so they get three spots? So you can't win. You can't win right now. So just run the course of the games out here.
and then you win eight of the next 16 and go, look, this is what we got set up for next year. It's going to be great. Well, it's smoke and mirrors at that point.
No, I think they've already made their mind up that they are going to change the goaltending situation. They have to.
They have to have known that and made that decision already.
They're not going to get tricked down the stretch and say, oh, okay, maybe we are good in that. So they're not going to get fooled. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't expect them to give another goalie a 5-year, $4 million contract, but Anton Forsberg only has the 1 year left at 2.75. So he is movable without question. But I still know what, I don't think that's your problem. I think it's the other guy. So are you going to pay another goalie $5-7 million and have Anton Forsberg as your backup?
No.
Or I mean, so no. Sorry, Corpus Allo.
I was going to say, wait a second. It's an expensive backup, but what else do you do with him?
Yeah. Well, you're not buying him out. I can't imagine you buy him out with an 8-year buyout on the books.
No, I'd be surprised.
You're just
gonna sit. He's just gonna be your backup goalie. Yeah, I think that's what's gonna happen. Unless I don't know. You have to overpay anybody to come to Ottawa. So it's like, why would we take the chance again, right?
Well, you have to overpay if they're a super stud, I guess. But sometimes you can find players that are
prove a deal.
Willing to try and work for a contract, right? Does that make sense? Yeah. Almost like the Vladimir Tarasenko situation.
Yep. Yeah. That's
if you buy a Corpus Allo,
when they work though, it worked with Tarasenko. Yeah. It's few and far between when it works.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Also, too, Wally, like you can, like it does happen, and I'll bring up. We talked about this before. There was no. Everybody thought Florida. What the hell are we going to do with Bobrovsky? It looked like he had totally lost his game. Looked like, and all of a sudden he turned it around, made some changes, made some adjustments. So. I think this is the plan. They've got a new goaltender coach who's come in halfway through the year here. They're going to change some things, and because you got to try and fix it and then bring in another guy to challenge him. And they're not going to spend a lot of money on another guy. It does happen where you bring in a lower price guy and lightning strikes in a bottle. And that's what they're going to hope for. This is going to be their scouting staff. They're going to have to go out and find somebody that's cheap, that's hungry for an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Maybe the guy shows up and can play in a Canadian market. That's what you got to hope for.
I would like to point out, though, on Bobrovsky, they did get Spencer Knight, who was standing on his head at one point, right? So that allowed Bobrovsky to kind of sit there for a bit. And everybody was like, he's a backup for now. He gets to the playoffs, and he becomes Sergei Bobrovsky of old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, look who won. Look at Vegas last year. They won a Stanley Cup with arguably their third goaltender. Like Ottawa needs to, like they need to, number one, the rest of this season is to try and fix how they play. And there's been steps in the right direction. They haven't been given up as many opportunities as before. So addressing that. And then, like I said, they're going to have to do a lot of due diligence and bring in whoever they're going to bring in and hopefully changes in front, goaltender plays better. And we'll see. It's just a tough position. You never know with goaltending of what guys are going to do and what they can't do. And as soon as you think you have it figured out, all of a sudden,
you never do.
Yeah, it's a crazy position.
Yeah. Yep. Very true. I don't know. I we've talked about it so much. Yeah, I don't know. This poor kid, Court Masalo. Like, I hope these guys don't watch the show. I hope they don't turn on the radio. I hope they don't turn on the TV. I hope they just go to the rake and go home.
Like, there's no way a goalie is listening to any media in Ottawa. Yep. There's no way.
You can't be. Nope.
But those two would have to know how they're playing.
Oh, they know. They know. Yeah. They hear the noise. They absolutely hear the noise. Not word for word, but they verbatim hear what's going on and what's being talked about. And they look at, I mean, if they're looking at their own statistics and they're looking in the mirror, they're both very, and they're self-reflective. They know that they have not been good or not good. They've been awful. They know. So I'm going to imagine it's wearing on them as much as we're talking about it.
Yeah. You can't hide the save percentages, Wally. Like, we're not saying anything it is what it is. Everybody knows it. It's been an issue all season.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be. It's not, I don't, anyway, it set this team back for an entire year. If you ask me, this isn't coaching at the moment. This is, they needed a stop.
Yeah, that's just other things. Like, just like we said, there's a lot. It's that is probably number one. But then throw in the lost coverages at key times in games, the miscues, the special teams not firing at the right times. That's how you losing is it's a lot of different things. But usually, if you look at a team that hasn't done well, you'll always see goaltenders that struggle. And if you look at good teams, you'll see goaltenders that are having a good year. It's always been that way. And then that at the most important time of the year in the playoffs, it stands out even more. That's how the game is. It's like starting pitching. You can't win in baseball without starting pitching. Like in hockey, you can't win without good goaltending.
I want to go back to a stat I brought up earlier about one goal games. It was six straight beforehand, right? It just seems to me, and I will move this game aside. One, they're playing Carolina, which they never play well against, it seems. They've lost three straight now to Carolina. Are they starting? It just feels like they're playing a much better transition game, if you will. I won't say defensive game because you see a lot of blown coverages or guys alone in front for whatever reason, especially the Islander game, I thought. But are we seeing the Jacques system finally take hold of this group?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've seen it for the last.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, I'm not even going to put a number on it because I don't know, but we've talked about
it. So let me give it to you this way, Bob. In the last 18 games, I think, somewhere after the five straight losses, they were going into yesterday. They were 12th overall in the league in winning percentage.
Okay.
During that stretch.
No, I'm just trying to think back to an actual game that after that 20 game mark where I was like, now you're starting to see it more, but I do believe that you're starting to see it way more in the neutral zone with guys being above the puck and on the right side of things. the D's still have some awkward pinches to me. Like Zub got caught up on the Gensel goal there, and I'm like, why? Like, you're dead even with this guy. Why is he on a breakaway from the blue line in? So there's going to be relapses on those things. There's going to be errors, and those are growing errors. But at the same time, yeah, I think like the transition, which you mentioned, Wally, looks night and day better for me than it did back in December. I also think like their offensive zone has looked better to me as of late. I think they're holding on to pucks more. And this is something, Yorkie, you can attest to. When you're losing, it's easy to just throw pucks around. You're trying to get it towards the net and not really paying attention. Mm-hmm. I thought a couple shifts against Carolina, they looked really poised with the puck in the offensive zone. And Stutzla goal is a great example of it. But like the play on that where Shabby rims that around to him, like that's such a play that a month ago this team would have thrown it at the net, taken the face off and been done, right? Like they're just moving pucks on the outside and then breach and then finding ways to breach into the box. Like they look night and day better to me.
Yeah, you know what else I noticed too, because I agree with all those things, Bob. Mm-hmm. When Jacques first took over this team, everybody kept talking about structure, and Jacques said, no, I need to change how these guys think when they have the puck in the neutral zone, their decision making at the blue lines. There was a time when this team was turning over at the lines like nobody's business. Stutzler has made some subtle changes in his game where now he's kind of figuring out when he can hold on the pucks, try and make plays like in the offensive zone. That's a time like skate the puck up high and make them make a decision. And because he's so fast and his edge work's so good, he can create opportunities. But before, when Jacques, like it was a battle, I don't know if you guys remember, where Timmy was turning so many pucks over at the offensive blue line, you could just see it was a battle to get him to make better decisions. So I think as a whole, the group's making way better decisions at managing the puck, which means you count numbers when you get to the blue line, and mm-hmm. sometimes you got to pick your battles. I find they're picking their battles of when to beat guys and when to use their skill. And that's just a mindset. And that's been, I think that's, for me, probably the biggest improvement with the team.
Yeah, I think so too. I think guys that have long leashes, the Timmys, still maybe turn it over for me a little too much at the blue line, but not nearly as. Remember how bad it was?
They were trying those. They'd get to the blue line and try those long east-west passes, and all of a sudden, gone.
And you're wasting time, and you're going back the other way. I think those numbers have been cut down dramatically, but. Yeah, I mean, he's got a long leash, as he should. He's the most offensively gifted player. He's supposed to create out of nothing from sometimes. So you got to kind of give him the benefit of the doubt. But I do think that he's going to have a long conversation at the end of this year about blue lines. when they talk about it, they're going to be like, Timmy, here's where you're absolutely perfect, and here's where we need to work on some things. And the blue line for me is one of them with him. But again, you got to live with those mistakes because he's going to create out of nothing from time to time. So you have to live with a few. You just need him to pick a spot to touch better.
Yorkie, is this not exactly Jason Spezza, if you will, right? Remember all the people were so angry over Spezza turning the puck over at the blue line and drop passes. Yeah. And guess who his coach was? It was Jacques Martin. I'm wondering, I thought this the other day, if Jacques can fix that in Stutzla about managing the game better. I just don't think he manages the game better. He's so talented.
Yeah,
you hate to curtail that, like Bobby said, but man, if he just cuts down on those turnovers, I think it's a different team.
Well, people forget that when Ottawa went to that Stanley Cup final in 2007, Jason Spezza led the entire NHL scoring race. He had the most points. Like Jacques did a lot of good for Spezza, and he went on to have an outstanding career. There's a lot of similarities. Stutzla's ability to beat guys one-on-one is just crazy. We saw it last night. Yeah, that's Bob said it right there. It's always going to be a battle with a guy like that to pick and choose, because take McDavid, for example. I'm not comparing McDavid and Stutzla. If you said to McDavid, you gotta chip that puck in. I don't want you trying to beat those guys one-on-one. Then you'd never see some of those things he does. And Switzerland's kind of the same, where you got to give him a little bit longer leash, but how long is that leash? When do you try the things? People got to remember too, that comes with experience. Like you just don't arrive in this league and make the right decisions all the time. So I'm not worried about Stutzla. Like, it's the stuff he's doing is it's crazy that he's doing at this age. So it's just going to be ongoing conversations with him. And like I said, this guy doesn't even have his man strength yet. Like, wait till he gets really strong. Like, it's going to be crazy. So there has been improvements, and Bob hit the nail on the head. It's an ongoing conversation you always have with those players.
Yeah. We just have to make sure we don't waste all these guys' years in prime.
Yeah.
Like, cause all of a sudden you're looking at Chappy, he's going to be 28. I don't know how old he is. I'm just spitballing, but can only let so many years go by. Right.
Yeah. He looks like he's playing like Shabbat should be playing now, right? Like, there's,
yeah, he had some jump there. I shouldn't say anything about the first goal against, because it wasn't him that turned the puck over or made the bad read. Like, we had numbers back. That should never have been a breakaway, but the skill that he brings, like the goal that he scored for one, and then the reads that he makes that other guys just don't have, like the way he breaks the puck. It's nice to see him back and jumping.
He is, I think I looked it up this morning, he's fourth on the team in points per game, I believe it is. Since he's come back, in his last eight games, I think last nine games, he's got 8 points, five goals. I just think we continue to expect him to never let anybody score on him or always shut people down when you're playing as much as he is. I don't think he's a great defensive player. We talk about Jake Sanderson being that defensive type player.
Yeah.
But I would take Thomas Chabot on the ice any time of a game.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's essential Ottawa brings in a good complimentary right shot defenseman that after the game's over, you don't notice the guy because he just went out and played a quiet, efficient game. I'm saying, bring back Dylan DeMello. There you go.
We're going to have to make some board every time you say DeMello.
He's available.
He's so good. He'd be perfect.
If you're going to overpay,
I didn't know Yorkie was a player agent.
Well, just overpay the guy. If you're going to overpay somebody, make it a right shot D.
Rich, right? Very true.
And Bob, I don't know what you're doing with your kid on the ice, but he better be a right shot D because he will make a gazillion dollars.
Yeah, he's a left-handed, left-handed forward.
Here's the thing. Like, for the last whatever, quit overpaying scoring wingers and trading for scoring wingers when you already got a ton of them. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, you have those. Yeah.
Okay, let's bring in DeBrincat. Yeah, shiny piece of candy. Oh, let's get Tarasenko now. All right.
So, York, here's a question.
Forget about it.
What would you pay Dylan DeMello? What would be a something? How much would you pay Dylan DeMello to come here?
He's
30 years old.
Yeah, I'm not worried about his age. Like, you'd probably a guy like that probably wants extra term. Like, to know where he's going to be for the rest of his career. So you do one of those contracts where you give him some money up front and you taper it down at the end and just figure out a way to get him here. What that number is, I don't know right now, but you're going to have to overpay him.
He makes $3 million. Overpaying him at $5 million would be nothing.
You're not going to have to give him $5 million to get him here. I don't think anybody's.
But that's my point. If Jacob Chychrun's at, what, 4'6"?
Yeah. 4x4 for Melo.
There you go.
Even if you overpaid him $5 million, that's nothing.
I haven't gone through the league and looked at all the contracts, but like Bob threw out a number there. Like I'd have no problem doing 4x4 for a guy like that. 4x4.
Book it.
Yeah. I'll call him tomorrow.
Hey, this show is getting paid if Melo gets 4x4 though.
Well, like, think about it though. You brought in, you gave, and again, I'm not shitting, Tarasenko is a very good player. No issues giving a scoring winger on the decline $5 million to come here. Like, think about how dumb that was.
Yeah. Yep. I would, yeah, I overpay for a right shot defenseman all day this summer.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that $5 million is crazy. Like, it's the Tarasenko money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cap's going up. There's gonna be
that's all I'm saying. They have money to spend if they really want to plug that hole.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. What's Zub's at around? I wish I had his contract.
I see 4-5.
Like there you go. Like there's
4-6.
There's a comparable right there. Like, who's a better player? Who's had a better career so far? Dylan DeMello has. As much as I like Zub, DeMello's a better player.
Different player, no?
No, they're pretty similar. Steady Eddie, smart, make simple passes, get your first look, good defenders. But DeMello's, you know, he's just proven more so far.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're moving on. Which we're going to get to our Did You Know, brought to you by Wendy's. Where did I put my Wendy's read for today? Oh, yeah, because I got a special one I got to read. Wendy's letting you win real food with your fantasy teams this year and daily face-off. Win weekly prizes. Download the Wendy's app and score yourself 150 bonus reward points on your first order. Go to dailyfaceoff.com and sign up to play the Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool to win weekly prizes like the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's in the Wendy's app. Want to be one of the exclusive few to bring home a nuggie? Follow at Wendy's Canada on TikTok. Yorkie's a big TikToker. And check in daily at 3:49 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for March this week, March 11th and on, to see how to get one. Then grab a 6-piece of nuggets for just $3.49 to celebrate. Terms and conditions apply. All right. So on Saturday, we saw Brady Tkachuk record a hat trick in his 30th of the season. That's his third straight 30-goal campaign. He joins Marian Hossa as the only Ottawa Senators players age 24 or younger to score three straight 30-goal seasons. Also, it was his quickest to 30 goals in a season for Brady Tkachuk. He takes a lot of heat, but he still just puts up numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get the slander sometimes, and I think slander is a big word. I just don't get it, but the guy just scores. The guy fights. Like, there's nobody in the league like him anymore, and it just baffles me. I think people are so burn out on saying Stutzle needs to be better, the goaltending's tough, whatever, that they're like, well, let's give it to our captain, because why not? Like, and he doesn't care. He just goes to the ring, shows up, and puts up 30 and 300 pims or whatever it is. Like, he just consistently good at everything. So good on him, because it has not been an easy year, and the team's not making the playoffs like he promised outside the bar. But he just yeah, man, he just shows up. Just shows up and does all the right things all the time. It's awesome.
He looks
awesome.
Frustrated, though.
He does look frustrated. Like, yes, yeah. They all do, though, to a degree.
Yeah.
I'm sure he is, but pretty ridiculous that he's got, what, 3 30-goal seasons before 24?
It's wild.
Is that right? Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
24 and younger, I should say. So before he's 25.
He's 24 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
He, by the way, Alexi Yashin, I think, holds the record for 5 30-goal seasons with the Ottawa Senators. There's a couple others with 4, and Brady is in that group, right? At 3. That's like, we don't really appreciate the craziness of, and Bob, you did it 4 times, if I'm not mistaken, of scoring 30 goals in a season, especially now. It just, I don't know. Maybe we're, I think we appreciate 30 goal seasons.
I don't know. I think it's a lot easier now than it was 10, 12, 15 years ago, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot more scoring than there was then. A lot more special teams and power plays, but Brady just kind of does it everywhere. 5-on-5, whatever. But no, 30 goals is not easy. It's not easy to do. A couple guys in the league make it look very easy because they're on pace for 60 or 70, but at the same time, 30 goals is not easy to do. It means you're playing at a level of consistency and scoring at a level of consistency that very few people can hang on to for a year.
Sorry, Bobby. I apologize. I'm going to bring up on this day in history, because it ties into you. Your first season with Ottawa, on this date in history, you scored your final goal with the Sens. It was your 23rd, which was the most you scored with Ottawa, but you missed next 12 games, I think, with a sports hernia.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And you could have been arguably a 30 goal scorer with Ottawa. Do you remember that season? You guys, by the way, in that game, you lost 8-4 to the New York Rangers. Nathan Lawson played his only appearance and his last appearance in the National Hockey League in that game and goal, just to bring up names that nobody remembers.
I was going to say, I have no clue who that is. I don't remember. Yeah, I remember that season because I was like, I was so bad I couldn't switch from the gas to the brake in the car driving to the rink, to like where I was being driven to the rink by my girlfriend for games and stuff. At times it was so bad. But Dom and those guys, like, they patched me together as best they could, because we started working in like November of that year on it. And I was like, something's going on down there. So it was just a lot of time on the trainer's table trying to make it work and like bandaging it together to go play. And then I remember I took the time, it ended up being a blessing in disguise getting cut from the Olympics, because I took 2 weeks off. Yeah. I came back and I think I practiced like 2 or 3 times, and I was like, something's going on. And they were like, let's go see the guy. And he went in, and it's a guy in Montreal that's very, very famous for doing them.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. He took his hand and he was like, yep, surgery tomorrow, pretty much. Like, he's like, well, you can play, go ahead, you have nothing left. And I played for a little bit longer, then I hit the wall in Dallas and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah,
I think you played 2 more games or something.
I did, two or three. Yeah, I was like, I can't do it. Because that, it was just gone. There was nothing there. But it was like it was my first year, and I wanted to ride it out and grind it out and try to be there. And probably not the smartest thing I did. If I could redo it, I would have gotten the surgery on the 2 weeks off and tried to finish the season. But no dice.
Bob, I'm looking just going through your career. You're Mr. Healthy in Anaheim. 81 games played, 82 games played, 82. You didn't miss any games. It's crazy.
No, early on I played a lot. Yeah, I was good. And then just once you know how the injury bug goes, you get it once and all of a sudden you're like, can't get off this cog. Yeah. It's so brutal.
As soon as your groins get bad too, in your hips, it's so hard to recover.
Yeah. Yeah. 30... And fingers.
fingers.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay. Last thing before I let you guys go. I say that, but I may come up with something else. So someone from Carolina reached out to me, a fan who watches the show. So I'd like to say hi. He's like, why don't the Sens go after Rod Brind'Amour in the offseason as coach? He is up for renewal. There's no secret that they've had issues trying to sign that staff there, which he's always tried to get more money for his assistants. If he's available, is he number one on the list? And before we get to that, Betway, by the way, proud show presenter, has up the Jack Adams odds, if you will. Please play responsibly. Must be 19 plus. Rick Tocchet, number one on the list. Paul Maurice and Rick Bonus. Those numbers changed overnight. They actually dropped a little. But Rod Brind'Amour is plus 5,000 with Patrick Roy for 8th on that list to win the Jack. Do you foresee Rod Brind'Amour being available?
It's going to have to really depend. Like, I don't know what the expectations are, but that team has to think they're cup competitors. So if they lose in the first or second round, yeah, then I think he is. He's been to the conference finals, what, 2 or 3 times with them?
Yep.
And not gotten it done. And that's not a chance. That's not a dig on him. It's just when you're one of 4 teams left, anybody can win. Right. So, I don't know. I don't think Rod would want to come here. Not. Not like Ottawa. I just don't think he wants to go anywhere. He's like, he's got it made. He's, you know, he played there. He won there. He's coaching there. Like, I find it hard to believe he goes somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. So, go back to that coaches board for a sec. We put that back up, Gavin. That's crazy. Eh? You don't know Jimmy Montgomery up there. You look at what, because everybody at the beginning of the year, oh, Boston, how are they going to win without all the guys they've lost?
I know. I agree with you.
Like, I think Montgomery should be up on that list, like what he's done in Boston. But it's tough. It's broadcasters vote on this award. So I used to get a vote for this. But to answer your question about Rod Brind'Amour, 100%. Like, if you could ever get this guy to coach your team, absolutely. This guy would be right at the top of my list. But that ain't going to happen. He's not leaving Carolina.
Well, you know, but hold. But that being said, stranger things have happened, right? And so it would, like, if you offered him 3 times the money he's being paid now, Mm-hmm. Maybe he, right? Maybe he wants something different. Maybe he's tired of fighting for to get money to be paid to his guys. Like, you never know.
He's a big family guy. He is tied tightly to that community. The only way I could see it, if Carolina lost four straight and they blamed him and there was some infighting with ownership, and then maybe, but who knows? Yeah, stranger things have happened. But if he ever did come available, absolutely. I love this guy. Like, listening to him talk to the players, and I remember doing some games and going into Carolina and talking to him before the game, and just how he carries himself, the confidence, what I've heard about him, how he deals with his players. He just seems like the perfect coach for today's player. He really does.
Yeah.
Jim Montgomery, by the way, tied with Bruce Cassidy, Derek Lalonde, John Cooper, Sheldon Keefe at plus 8,000. So just a bit below Brind'Amour.
Great coach.
So,
if Brind'Amour becomes available, though, the line of suitors for him.
Right.
So let's pump the brakes, because Ottawa is not going to be on his short list when they're like, hey, this place. And he's going, oh, that looks pretty good to me.
I disagree. I think the coaching thing is different than the player thing.
How so?
Well, it's different in that you are in more control of your own destiny, if you will, of you want to take a team that you have. It's a project, and you want to turn them in to a Stanley Cup winner, which you think you can do. And so we all know coaches have much shorter shelf lives than players. Is you already know that you're likely never going to stay in that one spot the rest of your career. I think it's something he gets to try and do is to work with something. And you don't know. I don't know if he has a relationship with Andlauer or Steve Staios. Sometimes there's relationships that we miss that lead him to wanting to be here. Players wanting to be here.
Yeah, I would say this with Ottawa's current owner and Michael Andlauer, they're going to have a lot better opportunities of persuading people of that elk to come to Ottawa versus the way things used to be, because nobody wanted to come here before, because it was, you think back to those times, like this was a place people didn't want to come to. And I think that's going to change.
We've never heard that about a coach not wanting to come here. Only guy was Pete DeBoer, and Pete DeBoer wanted 4 years, and they were only offering three, and so he turned it down.
I didn't realize that.
Okay. I didn't know that.
When they hired Paul McLean.
Okay. Yeah. That was, okay. I never heard that one.
Neither did I. I had no clue, but yeah. I don't know. The long and short of it is, if Rod Brind'Amour's available for whatever reason, then to answer your question, yes, I'd be lining up at his board trying to get him to come here.
The PJ would be sent to his house.
Yep.
Get on the plane, bring your family, load up the kids, land in Ottawa, tour. Here's the neighborhood we've picked out for you. If there's private, everything, just roll out the red carpet.
By the way, I will say that, you know what? There may have been coaches that didn't want to come here because of what management was like.
Yes.
That's fair. That's
so, but that's, fair. We're in a different world. Fair.
Yes.
100%. That's so, I can appreciate the management side of turning that.
Yeah.
Down.
You got a great owner. Now you have deep pockets. You've got a great guy in Dave Poulin. You got a young GM that wants to, or young president that wants to make changes. So all the pieces are in place. We'll see what happens this summer.
It's almost like it's professional.
it's night and day.
It's completely night and day. So here's my, who do you pick right now as the Jack Adams Award winner? Who's your picks?
And it's got to be Yorkie. Tocchet.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yorkie, are you taking Tocchet. Jim Montgomery?
I'm just scrolling down my list here. I do love Torts too, though. I love what he's done in Philadelphia.
I know. Right.
If Philadelphia gets him to the playoffs, like, they were supposed to be a bottom feeder. It would be between Montgomery, Torts, and then my third guy on the list would probably be, you look at what Chris Knobloch's done in there since he's come in, right? Like, that's been a huge turnaround. I don't know. Everybody on the list. Bones, what he's done in Winnipeg, Paul Maurice.
Yes.
Laviolette. But yeah, I would probably go, If Philly gets in, it's between Torts and Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the midseason replacements. I don't think Patrick Waugh should be anywhere close to the list.
I don't know. I don't think that's right.
Yeah. But Knoblov come in. He came in a lot earlier than Patrick Waugh did.
Yeah. Was it? I felt like it was 20, 30 games in, maybe less than that. I feel like it was around 20. Gavin will tell me in a sec.
Yeah.
Rick Bonus is an interesting one to me. Right. Like,
yeah,
he's a guy that came in there. And the people are like, what is he doing? Right. Blake Wheeler loses the captaincy. They start making changes. He calls out his team. And I know that was the year before, but you sense that I'm coming in. I'm going to run this the way I think I should. And people are like, well, what's this guy doing? Who's been an assistant coach for so long. Well, looks like he's done pretty good, but he also has a guy named Connor Hollebeck in goal.
That guy's pretty good.
But you know what? Bones is at a point in his career where he doesn't give a fuck. And that's a very powerful thing because so many coaches want to stay. They want to appease the GM. They want to play ball because there's internal conversations that always happen where Bones is just doing what he thinks is right. And usually when you do that, it's the right thing. So, and players respect you more too.
Yes, I agree. I'm picking Rick Bonus.
Okay.
Good pick.
It's a good pick. The team's firing on all cylinders. It's a good pick.
They look pretty good. I think they're built right for the cup final, like for a cup championship. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. They'll be in the mix. I can't wait to that show. Can't wait.
Okay. So Bob, I know you got the car already started. So we will convene again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
I will be there.
See everybody. Thanks for watching. All right.
See you guys. Folks.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.